Hello, and welcome to SearchCRM.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. Today, customers want to be able to get customer service at the touch of a button. Some companies are now delving into new tools like live chat and video to make that customer service more immediate and accessible. And these channels clearly represent some opportunities for companies to service customers in these more immediate ways. But do they also create new challenges? So today, to discuss these issues, I have with me Brent Leary, a principal at CRM Essentials and a CRM expert. And we're going to talk a little bit about how these multimedia channels might take shape this year. So welcome, Brent. It's terrific to have you back with us.
Lauren, it's always a pleasure speaking with you, and Happy New Year. 2015 is kind of hard to believe.
It is. It is kind of hard to believe. It kind of snuck up on us. But here we are, and I'm going to put you in the hot seat. I got some questions for you about 2015.
All right.
Okay, so my first one is, and we've talked a little bit about this offline, but can you tell us a little bit about how these new channels are emerging in customer service and why we need to pay attention to them?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. And I'm going to kind of go back to Amazon's May Day button. Now, not this past holiday season, but really the previous holiday season of 2013. After they had, and even maybe a little bit before that, like the October time frame, when they came out with the Kindle Fire HDX and their latest tablet, the most interesting thing that jumped out to me right from the start was the commercials they started running to kind of highlight the benefits of this device. One of the highlights was the Mayday button, mm-hmm. And that was basically a virtual button that you could push on your device, and within, they said they were aiming for within 15 seconds, but most of the time I think it was between 5 or 6 seconds. You push that virtual button, and you get connected to a service rep that you could actually see, and they would be able to help you with your issue. And so they basically combined the use of video, because you could see them. They couldn't see you, but you could see them. And they would help. They had access to your device, so they could walk through things. They could take over to help you with your question. And I thought that was such a cool way to provide a competitive advantage, which is great customer service, immediate customer service like you're talking about, and combine that with video. And so what are you seeing? You're starting to see more companies take that approach. You know, Salesforce has started using this kind of capability. So if you are a Salesforce customer, you're providing, either through desk.com or Service Cloud, you have the capability to have one of your customers kind of click a button and have some kind of video support. So I think what you're seeing is because it's something that customers, it makes them feel a little bit more comfortable about the service they're getting. It's a more intimate connection for service, having that kind of immediate response and video combined. I think you're going to see a lot more of that going forward. And, it may not be as, being able to have a five-second response for every person that calls, but I think you're going to see more and more companies moving to try to figure out how can we make that immediate response and make it more visual to go with it.
Yes, yes. And so now let me ask you this. I did an interview some time back with a retail company, and they were telling me, some of these new medium like live chat give us an opportunity to kind of see some, take the pulse of our customers, gather some metrics. We can gather some trends even in things like, the live chat conversations that we're having with customers. We could see things that might be hard to see in through phone calls or emails. What kinds of opportunities do you see companies being able to avail themselves of with these new channels?
I'll take a look at the live chat thing, which I think is incredibly important, because once again, a lot of instances, what customers are looking for, maybe not Well, they definitely want an immediate, as close to immediate as possible resolution to their challenge. But I think even more important, they just want to know that you're working on it, that you're responsive to their needs. And even if you can't get them the solution right away, if you can respond right away and show progress, you know, keep them in the loop, say, here's where we are with this, what we're waiting for, that goes a long way into making them feel like you really are taking their challenge seriously and you're doing what you can do to address it. So I think with live chat, kind of the interesting thing with that is it's not a case of, all right, where we have this interaction with somebody who needs help and we don't have a full record of what took place to resolve that. In this instance of live chat, let's say you are able to solve the challenge they have through a series of chats. Well, now you have every piece of the conversation transcribed. You can associate that to a customer. You can associate that to a particular issue category. And so now you're able to take this information from all these chats, from all these calls, or for all these calls for help, and start to mine that to see, do we have a trend going on here? Is there a particular issue with a product, a service, or is it something that, you know, is really specific to the kind of user? And then you can take that knowledge, that information, and create either maybe a knowledge entry or some sort of a way to get out in front of this challenge with the best way to kind of address it to a larger scale of audience who may end up having that issue going into the future. So having a live chat from a micro perspective is really great because it does give you a chance to show how responsive you are and how serious you are about answering the individual's challenge. But then you're able to take that mountain of gold information that comes out of that discussion and mine it, analyze it, and find out, you know, how we can get ahead or maybe solve this for a larger scale, and then provide that kind of solution, that answer, in a way that makes it even more accessible, more quicker for the people who may have it in the future.
Right. Yep, that's exactly kind of what I was driving at. You know, taking kind of an isolated case and maybe finding something out about your product or your customers that you didn't know before. And it really is a learning experience on both sides.
Yeah, I think it's something that companies have to get comfortable with doing. You hit it right on the head. When it comes to the products, services that a company puts out, the folks who know the most about it tend to be the power users, the people that are actually living with this thing because they're trying to do something with it. And so sometimes they come up with ways to use a product or service that even the company hadn't thought of originally. And so they have a lot of interesting knowledge around it. And when they have issues or challenges, getting that information, that feedback from them can be critically important to making the product better and also heading off a major challenge before it takes place.
Right. So now we talked a little bit about how this presents great opportunities. Do you see certain hurdles or challenges that, in terms of these new medium, for companies or for customers?
Yeah, I think you have all these great opportunities to engage your customer in a more effective way and to be able to understand what they're trying to do and to give them, you know, interesting solutions to those challenges. One of the challenges that the company faces is that you have to be ready. You have to have the right culture set up. It's not just a technology play here. It is a cultural thing. You know, being able to kind of listen and not worry about, you know, maybe traditional metrics like resolution times, you know, trying to get them off the phone as quickly as you can. Sometimes that's a cultural thing, and it's a very traditional metric, and sometimes that could be something that can be a hindrance when you're trying to turn the corner and use a different approach to a different kind of customer. A customer has different expectations than they had in the past. A customer that has a different approach to the way they do things, and they have as everybody knows today, they have a much more powerful voice. So if you try to use the same techniques and even kind of measure the same tactics or different metrics, you may be hindering yourself from creating the kind of relationships with customers through the kind of service experience they're looking for. You could be really hindering yourself from getting to that point with them. So I think going beyond the technology, there is a cultural aspect of how do we use this technology in the most effective way to engage customers that are way different than they were in the past. They have much more power. They have a bigger voice. They expect more things. So you can't just throw technology out and try to use that technology in the same way that you used it 5-10 years ago, because customers are really not going to—they're not going there anymore. They want you to not just service them, but they want you to service them in a manner that is more in alignment with their expectations. So I think that's a huge challenge that a lot of companies maybe overlook because they go directly to the technology. And we all know, giving somebody a Twitter account without them knowing exactly how to talk to people on Twitter could be a tragedy in the making. So,
right, exactly. So you're alluding to kind of some of the personalization themes that I think we're going to take up next time we talk. When we talk a little bit more about geolocation, some of the other trends for 2015. But for the meantime, Brent, thank you so much for joining us today and shedding light on these topics.
Thanks, as always, for having me, Lauren.
And for more on multi-channel CRM, check out searchcrm.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.